Carolina, obviously you've given all of these things an awful lot of thought. Any other thoughts that you might have or would want to add thinking about children and money?
You know, I was thinking a little bit about this before we chatted today about what age it's great to start an allowance at, and there's a lot of sort of debate back and forth. And I think one of the things I would say is that you have to really listen to your child, because some kids can develop a fascination with money very early on. So it's important to know your child and what they can handle. I think that, you know, some people say that a good gauge is about $1 a year. So a 5-year-old would get $5 a week, or, you know, a 10-year-old would get $10 a week. I've found that less is more in our case. I usually start on the lower end, and then I've moved it up about like $1 a year, and I feel like that's been pretty effective. But I've also noticed real differences between my two children. Well, my son is very thoughtful about saving his money and wanting to spend his money. My daughter, you know, less interested in it, less focused on it, less focused on buying things. And so for her, I haven't started her an allowance yet, because I just don't think she's really ready to handle it. So that was one point I would make to parents, is really try to gauge your child's interest level and their responsibility level before you give them an allowance.
Do you ever have conversations with your kids about envy? For instance, did your son come home and say, well, Johnny has this and I want this? Or conversations about greed?
Absolutely. A lot of conversations about that. And I think, you know, it's a human reaction, right? All of us feel envious of something at some point. One of the things I've found that's helpful to get around that is just to acknowledge it and say, well, that must be nice that Tommy has X. But let's talk about the things that you have. And I don't necessarily mean materialistic things, but sometimes we'll go through a list of all the wonderful things in my kid's life that they should be happy for. They may be material or non-material. And I think, in a way, it just sort of helps to, you know, to count your own blessings. And it can bring you back and make you a little more centered. I mean, it works for me as an adult, so I try to make it work for my kids.
Very good. I sure appreciate it, Carol Ann. It's great talking with you, and appreciate your thoughtful answers.